Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys' big win over Philadelphia is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you. It is a fine morning.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, Jody.
Okay, congratulations to you, Jerry, well, on another win.
That is a five in a row that we have won, in case you're counting.
I thought it was six.
And I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Is it six in a row?
I think it's six in a row.
Hell damn, we just won an extra game.
Well, you got to be thrilled about this six-game win streak. I bet you didn't see that coming.
We are, and we do, but I didn't, as you mentioned. But I know that we were there was some talk about whether or not we would go back to Tony Romo in this game. Of course not. Dak is a hot hand, and I'm going to make sure that Jason Garrett keeps deciding to go with Dak Prescott. And I was worried there during that game because Dak got a little Romo looking there for a while. Looked like he wasn't going to win us a playoff game there during that game a little bit. But
couldn't tell that.
But he pulled it out in the end, and he got it done and won that game by throwing that ball to 64-year-old Jason Witten, and I had tears in my eyes when I saw that.
Yeah, it looked like the celebration was going wild up there.
It was. Did you see our suite? Did you see Spalding and non-Spalding up there? Yeah, we had a really rocking suite last night, and everybody was very happy. Steven even kissed me on my cheek.
Yeah, I saw that. Looked like Non Spalding wanted to fight somebody.
It did. I'm not sure what was happening there, but I was willing to fight Non Spalding, but I really want to fight Spalding. That's why I really want to kick their ass.
You shouldn't be fighting your grandkids at all.
Did you see that woman of color we had up there?
Jerry?
Yeah, I did see her. Who was that?
That was actually Roosevelt, all dressed up.
Uh-oh. Dressed up for Halloween?
No, he's in transition.
Oh.
He was very inspired by Caitlyn Jenner. And we, of course, at the Cowboys, very progressive organization. Mm-hmm. And so we accept Roosevelt and his new decision. He's always been my girl Friday, and he just wants to make it official.
Well, that's great. Good for him.
And I tell you what, I've had a hell of a day this morning. You'd expect me to be all happy because we got that win, which was positivity. But boys are driving me crazy because they got the day off from school today because it's Halloween's.
Aren't your boys like 50 and 55?
They are. So they're in fourth and fifth grade. And, of course, I'm talking about Stephen and Jeremiah Jr. And they's all amped up because I got to take them tricks or treats tonight. And we're going to go around the neighborhood, and I got to take them to fill up their candy bags because their mama will be about half in the bag by nightfall. And Stephen and Jr. are excited as a puppy with two Peters because they're going to go dressed up as Dak and Zeke.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
We should have guessed.
Yeah, and I said to Stephen, I said, you sure you don't want to go as Tony Romo? And they both said, who?
Oh,
I thought, isn't that something? Today's young people don't even remember Tony Romo.
Well, they're not young.
That was quick.
How times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
To look like Ezekiel Elliott.
No, you can't do that. You ain't putting nothing on your face.
Ah, yeah.
I'm talking about his beard, Daddy.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you can do that. Yeah, sure. Sorry, I'm having to cart Junior around right now.
That's okay.
Yeah, he got on a crying fit, and he only calms down if I put him in the car and drive him around the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, hold on a second. I got another call coming in here. Well, I don't want to put you on hold. I think we're on radio right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what. I'll just go ahead and patch it through on three-way and take this call. I apologize to you.
Okay.
Hold on a sec.
That's all right.
Hello?
Jerry, is that you?
Wade, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Jerry.
Hey, Wade, I have to tell you we're on radio right now.
Well, Jerry, I woke up yesterday and I was wearing Bronco gear, Jerry. And I didn't know what was going on. And I turned on the TV last night and I see the Cowboys playing and see you put Quincy Carter back in, Jerry. What's going on?
No, wait. You suffered a tremendous hit on the sidelines of your game.
Yeah.
And you apparently lost some time here.
Well, did we beat the Packers, Jerry?
Oh, wait. No. No, we lost to the Packers, and I fired you the next day.
What? You fired me, Jerry?
And that's not Quincy Carter we have at quarterback. That's Dak Prescott. He wasn't even born when you lost to Green Bay.
You got a quarterback named Dak, Jerry?
We sure do.
Huh. Well, hey, what's Jerry Jr. going to be for Halloween?
He's going as Ezekiel Elliott. Another person who wasn't born when you got knocked out after the Green Bay game.
That's a little incorrect, but...
Yeah, it's starting to come back to me, Jerry. Broncos and... Holy cow, Jerry. Did we win the Super Bowl last
year? You won a Super Bowl.
But you didn't, Jerry?
No, I didn't. It wasn't with the Cowboys.
So I won a Super Bowl, but you didn't win a Super Bowl. Is that right, Jerry?
That's right, Wade. That is right.
I'm fine, Jerry. I'm just funning with you. I'm fine. I knew everything.
I knew I was with the Broncos,
not with the Cowboys.
Wait, do me a favor. If you reach over beside your bed and you pull out that plug out of the wall, I'll give you a bag of candy.
Oh, that sounds like a good deal, Jerry.
Yeah, just go ahead and unplug that life support machine now. You just go ahead and pull that plug now.
All right, Jay. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Wade.
See you later.
All right, that was a treat. Thank you. That's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones and a special guest appearance by Wade Phillips. Everything's fine. Wade is on the mend.